Hello and welcome to Strategic Storytelling, where we talk about using stories to accomplish your goals in your business, your career, and your life. Your most difficult communication challenges can be solved by telling the right story. And sometimes your entire business can be viewed in a new way when you tell a new story. If you're a service-based business owner seeking clients, you probably know your marketing starts with the question, who is my ideal audience, my ideal target audience, and what do they want? For example, you might be saying, I'm targeting a new audience. I'm working with clients who need help managing their money. For example, I'm shifting my target audience. Up till now, I've been working with clients who need help managing their money. And now I'm working with money coaches who want to grow their business. How do I define this new market? Or I'm struggling to create new products that will make my ideal clients scream, I've absolutely got to have this. Or I'm just starting to work with a new marketing consultant or coach, and the first thing they're going to ask is, who's your ideal client and what motivates them to buy? Now, if you can't answer these questions, you're not alone. But you might as well not bother writing out your sales letter, landing page, or lead magnet. You won't be reaching your ideal clients. You're wasting time. You may not reach anyone at all. Believe me, I've been there many times. Marketing coaches get frustrated when you can't answer this question. And they'll say, you're wasting your money hiring a marketing coach, a consultant, unless you define your target market. But finding your clients and identifying them can feel like searching for a lump of coal on a cold, dark night. How do you learn what they want? How do you start talking to them? Most business owners do one of two things. They use demographics, such as newly divorced 40-something women who need to manage their money. This is fine for consumer products like toothpaste, because when you're Crest or P&G, one of those big companies, you can estimate that 40% of everyone in this demographic will want your product. And that's fine for budgeting on a large scale like that and for creating your marketing materials. But you'll need to know more for your emotional copywriting. Some people use an avatar, which is really a description of your target person, collapsed into one individual you imagine sitting across from you at a table. That might look like Jenny, a newly divorced 45-year-old college graduate English major. She loves shopping, she has a personal trainer, and she really likes fine wine. And now she's overwhelmed as she realizes her husband has gone. She is about to get a divorce. She has no idea how she is going to continue this life of luxury. And that's a really good start. But how will you enter the dialogue to respond to this Jenny? Or number two, the avatar. The avatar is one person in your target market that you imagine sitting across from you. You know a little bit about them. You might even have some of their backstory, their history. So your avatar might be, if you are a money coach or a financial planner, Jenny, a newly divorced 45-year-old college graduate English major. She loves to shop. She has a personal trainer at an upscale gym. She loves fine wine. Now she's overwhelmed because her husband is gone and she has no idea how she is going to continue this life of luxury. She might have a lump sum of money, but she doesn't really know what to do with it because she's never managed it before. Now that's an even better start, but how will you enter into a dialogue or respond to Jenny with marketing offers? So let's face it, a client relationship is like any other relationship. People arrive with baggage, good or bad. Your baggage is the elephant in the room, and your relationship will grow and will develop only when you pay attention to the baggage. Characters in a book or a movie have backstories, and usually the author knows that. In a fiction book, authors know a lot more than they reveal about the characters and where they came from. Your client's backstory, for marketing purposes, has three parts. Number one, what is their pain or problem? What makes them realize they need to get help? They need to hire someone to solve a problem. Number two, what obstacles have gotten in their way of solving the problem. I mean, let's face it, if they could solve the problem themselves on their own, they wouldn't hire you. They wouldn't need you. What's keeping them from solving the problem on their own? And number three, the most neglected and most important part of the backstory. What have they tried up till now? This is really important because it says what they're looking for and what stage of readiness they're in. If they haven't done anything, they may not know they've got a problem. If they've tried some solutions that didn't work, this really helps you as a marketer understand what they're looking for that they're not getting so far. It gives you an opportunity to reach potential clients who you might not have known about otherwise. So let's look back at Jenny, the financially overwhelmed divorcee, and look at her story as you might investigate it. Number one is the problem. How can she manage her money to give her the lifestyle she wants? She might have been awarded a lump sum settlement. She might have a monthly amount that's less than what she's used to living on. She might have to look for a job, any of those things, but she really wants to continue her lifestyle and she doesn't know how to do it. That's the problem she presents when she shows up with an appointment for a money coach or a financial planner. What's her obstacle? Why isn't she solving this problem herself? Well, she has no idea where to start. She doesn't even know where to get information. It's been a while since she even balanced her own checking account, and she doesn't know what she needs to learn or where to start getting valuable information. And what she's tried, number three, she's tried a lot of things, too many things. Maybe her cousin told her to pick a few index funds, but she has no idea what an index fund is or where you'd pick one and where you'd buy one. Her colleague at the office, if she has an office, recommended a financial advisor, but his fees seemed outrageous, and he made a few snide comments about how she might not have enough wealth to qualify as one of his clients. And her friend at the gym recommended you, the money coach she is talking to right now. And now you can begin a dialogue with Jenny. Knowing she's tried to work with a snobby financial planner tells you a lot about what's really keeping her from wanting to work with someone. She's really nervous about being seen as someone who doesn't have enough to be bothered with. Well, let's look at another example. Jim was laid off from a senior management job in a large company, and he's looking for a career coach, or really someone to help with his career. He might not even know what kind of help is available. But the problem is he hasn't been on the job market for the past 15 years. He needs to replace his income and even more. He wants to be able to meet people and introduce himself as something other than, "Hi, I'm Jim. I'm looking for work." Number two, what are the obstacles? Why can't Jim just find another job on his own? Well, he hasn't looked for a job for a long time. He doesn't know how to translate his experience to current opportunities and use the vocabulary of the current job market. He hasn't updated his resume for a long, long time, and he doesn't have a network. He doesn't have people he can call to get information. Number three, what has he tried? Well, if he's like some of my past clients, he's tried to hook up with one of those resume mills. Those are people who write a resume and they distribute it to everyone on a huge list, which can create a lot of embarrassment when your resume shows up on the desk of someone you know or someone who really has no business even looking at your resume. Maybe he's called a few recruiters. He's been following the job boards and spending time on LinkedIn. He called a couple of career coaches, but they seem to be used to working with more junior entry-level type people, and he doesn't feel they're going to get where he's coming from and what he needs. So how do you use your story? Well, people sometimes say, well, okay, this is one client. What you do the research and you get answers to these three questions. You'll eventually aggregate them and you'll have a general sense of what your market is concerned about, or at least some of your market, and now you're able to respond to their story with your story. You'll find it's a lot more productive than talking to an avatar where you don't really know where they're coming from. It's certainly more productive than working with demographics, and definitely a lot more productive than the shot in the dark, sending something out there and hoping clients will respond to where you are. Today, we've just scratched the surface of answering the question, who is your target market? I've identified three questions that you need to ask your prospects in order to identify your target market. What's your problem? What's keeping you from solving the problem on your own? And what have you tried so far? When you accumulate answers to these questions, you'll be well on your way to understanding your target market, writing really penetrating copy that reaches your clients, reaches them on an emotional level, and motivates them to buy. If you'd like to learn more, I have a free ebook that you can get at kathygoodwin.com/baggage. That's the word baggage, the baggage you carry with you when you take a train. B-A-G-G-A-G-E. And my name is spelled Kathy with a C, Goodwin. kathygoodwin.com/baggage. And I go into more detail there and explain a little more about how you can work with these questions to reach your target market and attract not just any clients, but clients you really want to work with who fit the description of clients who like working with you and who you have the ability to work with. Because there are some people, let's face it, they're just looking for something you're never going to want to offer. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Recommend this podcast, recommend me to your colleagues and your clients. And please come visit my website, kathygoodwin.com. Again, Kathy with a C, goodwin.com, to get extra resources for your business. Thanks again, and I look forward to seeing you on a future podcast, and maybe someday we will work together to help you grow your business in the direction you want to go.